Purpose-built AI tooling cuts per-task cost 21 to 68%, yet only 13% of organizations have AI agents broadly integrated into workflows, and self-reported velocity diverges from measured outcomes by 39 percentage points. Enterprise AI spending is forecast to reach $632 billion by 2028, nearly doubling in 4 years. Frontline use has stagnated at 51% across 3 annual editions of BCG's survey. This post gives a 3-cohort segmentation model, a 4-phase operating model, and the benchmark data behind those numbers. Why do enterprise AI programs stall at 50%? The frontline adoption stall is not primarily a culture problem, it is a measurement problem. When leaders rely on survey confidence instead of workflow telemetry, they misclassify blocked engineers as resistant, the self-reporting trap. The meta perception gap explains why the stall persists. A 2025 randomized controlled trial across experienced open source developers found that AI tools cause tasks to take 19% longer, while developers simultaneously reported believing AI made them 20% faster. A February 2026 follow-up found likely speed-up from late 2025 tools but with severe selection effects, and the perception gap finding stands. The deployment before instrumentation pattern. When programs stall, the default response is a new communications campaign, a lunch and learn series, or an expanded license rollout. None of these address the actual distribution of blockers across the engineering population. Gartner predicts over 40% of agentic AI projects will be canceled by end of 2027 due to escalating costs, unclear business value, or inadequate risk controls. The pattern is consistent. Organizations deploy before they instrument, then cannot make a defensible scale or stop decision. DAR 2025 found AI impact depends on the quality of the underlying organizational system, platform maturity gates, adoption returns. Deploying AI tools into an organization that lacks policy clarity, approved tool lists, and role-specific workflow templates produces the same stall every time. Engineers who are not active are not skeptics. They are waiting for documented guidance, who is actually blocked, and why. Before any intervention, segment the engineering population by blocker type. 3 cohorts emerge from any engineering population. Active, using AI regularly, passive, aware but not yet using, and blocked, willing but unauthorized or under-equipped. Active engineers need better tooling, passive engineers need workflow examples, and blocked engineers need authorization clarity. In larger organizations, the cohort map also surfaces AI expertise concentration risk. These 3 barrier types, tooling, skills, and policy, are independently validated across enterprise AI deployments, OEACD/BCG 2025, 3 cohorts, 3 interventions. The blocked cohort is the highest leverage and least served by standard programs. Policy uncertainty, not skepticism, is the barrier. The policy document as unlocker, a 1-page tier policy, unblocks engineers faster than another launch event because it answers the operational questions they face at commit time: which data category, which approved provider agreement, and which approval path. The 3 tiers, internal productivity, institutional data, and regulated or restricted, each carry a distinct approved provider list and approval path. See Snippet 2. Without policy clarity, engineers route work to unsanctioned tools. Harmonic Security 2025 found this at over 90% of organizations. Free tools lack the data agreements, context windows, and authenticated access that enterprise workflows require. Role-specific prompt libraries and paired onboarding sessions convert the passive cohort. The active cohort needs better tooling and a channel to share what they find. They are the propagation mechanism once the other cohorts move. What does purpose-built tooling change? Yo AI, access via a chat interface is not the same as purpose-built tooling for a specific workflow. Benchmark methodology. We ran 2 benchmark tasks using Goose Agentic AI Foundation with the AppToCoder MCP Model Context Protocol Server, an auth migration analysis against the official Django codebase, and an Aerodyne integration audit against OpenFast, a public Fortran repository. The MCP server provides on-demand structured access to codebases via AST abstract syntax tree queries. Only the symbols, call graphs, and file ranges each task requires are loaded into context. Benchmark results. Aptitude Coder benchmarks show purpose-built tooling reduced per-task cost 21 to 68% across two production codebases. Delacroix et al., 2023. Found AI assistance lifted output quality 40% on tasks inside the capability frontier and degraded it outside. Tooling determines which side of that line a task lands on, routing planning to a capable model and execution to a faster one. With structured handoffs between specialized agents, compounds that reduction. Bain, 2025, found teams pairing AI with end-to-end process transformation reported 25 to 30% gains versus 10% for single-tool augmentation. Model selection compounds the effect. Aptitude benchmarks comparing a structured schema-enforced prompt with Mercury 2 against a raw Claude Opus 4.6 call across six fixtures show 4.85 mean quality versus 2.25 at 17x lower cost and 8x lower latency. The structured prompt gives the smaller diffusion model the context it needs. Optimization beats raw power in every metric. How do you instrument before you deploy? Instrumentation has to precede rollout because the pre-change baseline is the only defensible reference point. Without it, leaders can report usage but cannot prove whether AI changed cost, quality, or delivery time. Five numbers before day one. Before deploying any AI tooling to a cohort, pre-register five numbers for each target workflow, baseline time or cost per task, target improvement percentage, acceptable risk threshold for defect regression, adoption target as a percentage of the cohort by a fixed date, and the decision date for scale or stop. Without a pre-registered decision date, pilots do not end. What generic monitoring misses? The AI observability gaps that block measurement at the agent level apply equally at the program level. Generic monitoring tools capture latency and error rates. They do not capture task completion rates, acceleration ratios, or the fraction of engineers who attempted a task and abandoned it. What operating model sustains adoption? Sustained adoption requires a sequenced operating model, not a launch event. Each phase removes the precondition that blocks the next. Phase 1, baseline and segmentation. Run a friction audit. Structured interviews with a sample of passive and blocked engineers, focused on what specifically prevents use of tools already available. The policy gap register captures every approval, certification, or data handling question with no documented answer. Output is the cohort map and a ranked list of the top 5 friction items. Phase 2, friction removal. Policy clarity for the blocked cohort is a governance question, not a technology one. The data category policy document needs to answer 3 questions per category: which approved provider agreements cover it, whether output may be retained, and what approval is required before a new vendor or tool class is introduced. Combined with an approved tool and provider list and vendor certifications, it removes the authorization uncertainty holding the blocked cohort in place. DX research found that daily AI users hit their 10th pull request in 49 days versus 91 days for non-users, cutting onboarding time by 46%. Without a published tier definition, organizations default to Tier 3 overhead on Tier 1 tasks, the primary source of blocked cohort stall. In regulated environments, Tier 3 maps to any data class with statutory retention or confidentiality obligations. Isolated model endpoints and exportable audit logs are entry criteria before any workflow touches that data. RAG applied to an existing architecture documentation corpus reduced manual compliance documentation effort from weeks to near automated throughput per migration phase. See RAG for legacy systems for the full architecture. That result required Tier 2 classification and an approved provider agreement. Phase 3. Workflow integration. Deploy purpose-built tooling for the highest volume tasks for active engineers and role-specific templates with explicit examples for the passive cohort. Track acceleration ratios and defect delta from day 1. An agents.md file instructs the agent on commit conventions, identity requirements, and policy boundaries. Orchestrator hooks, in tools like Goose, Claude Code, or Codex, enforce those rules at execution time. Local Git hooks verify the same contract at commit time. And repository controls, GPG signing, DCO required code owner review, branch rule sets, provenance attestation, enforce them again at the server. All three layers are intentionally aligned. A well-configured agent should never trip a hook, preserving smooth developer experience without sacrificing accountability. Phase 4. Sustaining. Include adoption metrics in manager team health reviews and AI-assisted task identification in sprint planning. Without management inclusion, adoption reverts to those who would have adopted regardless. For Tier 3 production AI, uptime guarantees, audit logging, model versioning, and data lineage are entry criteria, not optional features. When an AI-assisted workflow in that tier degrades, the rollback path and escalation owner must be documented before go live, not defined during the incident. SRE practices for AI agents in production covers the error budget and trust ladder model that operationalizes this, which AI adoption plays waste budget. 4 interventions consume program budget while producing no durable change in the blocked and passive cohorts. How do you measure adoption, not just activity? Activity metrics, license activations, prompt volumes, and satisfaction scores are easy to collect and tell you nothing about delivery outcomes. Adoption, defined as sustained workflow change, maps directly to business value. The 5-number rule. The instrumentation section covers how to wire the telemetry pipeline. The pre-registration record below is the program management counterpart, the committed numbers that turn a pilot into a decision. Cluatra, 2026, found no effect of prompt repetition across 3 pre-registered experiments. Techniques that improve published benchmarks do not transfer to production agentic systems without internal measurement. The KPI scorecard, the adoption metric, must come from tool telemetry, not self-report. The MIA-TR perception gap makes this non-negotiable. Survey data is not a proxy for productivity. The burnout index is required. Programs that drive throughput without monitoring team health create a different kind of debt. What should engineering leaders do next? Instigment before you intervene. The 3-cohort model determines which intervention produces return. A single program applied to all cohorts is the primary reason generic programs stall. Publish a tier model before rollout. Blocked engineers are waiting for authorization, not inspiration. A 1-page policy that classifies data by tier and names approved provider agreements removes that blocker. Instrument before you deploy. Build the telemetry pipeline first. OTel spans, task logs, and a pre-registered decision date. The data you collect before rollout is the only baseline you will ever have. Purpose-built agentic tooling reduces cost. Specialize agents per phase over MCP and agents.md. In regulated environments, vet vendors on data agreements, model provenance, and audit log exportability before any restricted data pilot. Measure adoption from telemetry, not self-report. Track acceleration ratio and defect delta, not prompt volume. For AI governance and decision sequencing in delivery contexts, see decision frameworks for AI delivery.